MidPlains committed to College Board of Governors meeting yesterday right here in McCook, the new East Campus building. Let's recap that. And of course, a big day yesterday. MidPlains committed to College President Ryan Purdy. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm great, Rich. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Doing good. Hats off to you and everybody there at the college. Great job with the ribbon cutting yesterday. I know you had tours afterwards. Man, that building looks tremendous.
Doesn't it look awesome? Yeah, they did a fantastic job with the design, reutilizing that as much of that structure as we could. Burying columns and having to do some structural work because of just the number of times that building was added on to. But I think it turned out well. I think the community, hopefully they're as proud of it as we are. It turned out pretty amazing.
Got a kick out of Mike Steele talking last night. I have a feeling Mike's a guy that doesn't beat around the bush, does he?
He doesn't. He'll tell you what he's feeling. So
yeah, he wasn't quite sold on this building there at first, was he?
Well, it just seemed like every time we tear something out, I was like, oh my gosh, now we got to deal with that. You know, trying to put the thing together and avoid conflicts throughout as we're trying to bore through this wall or that floor. Oh my gosh, there's a beam here. And every time we turn around, it seems like we got more RFIs and more change orders. And it's like, holy smokes, guys, don't torch the building. But there were days we wanted to torch the building.
But boy, you had a good crew to work with. I mean, all the construction people and around there, hats off those folks. It turned out really well.
It did. They worked hard and just put their egos aside if they had them and just really did what was best for the building, and it turned out well.
And you had a chance to get your first monthly meeting of 2025 right there in the new conference room.
We did. So usually the January meeting is in North Platte, but with the ribbon cutting, we wanted to make sure that we could cut the ribbon with the community and have the board attend as well. So we did. We kicked it off and went right into, after the tours of the ribbon cutting, went into our work session and talked a little bit about budget and just show some history, especially with new board members in attendance. Talked about a facilities master plan and kind of where we're at with that, especially with East Campus opening up. Now the trickle-down effect, especially in McCook, where there'll be tweaks to McMillan Hall, there'll be tweaks to Walsh Brady, there's going to be tweaks to Wrightstone. Tipton, obviously, the plan is to tear that down, so what happens with some of those programs? And so really started to look at how the dominoes will start to tip over from here moving forward for the next year or two. So got that piece done, and then looked at, obviously, our financial projections for the current year. And so I think we're within a couple $100,000 of a bottom line of where we anticipated. So the revenues and the expenditures are tracking where they should be. So that was good, and then really talked about some upcoming items, obviously, with some vehicle changes with some of our rodeo equipment, with furniture that we've always got to continue to monitor across the campuses, and so talked about some of those upcoming action items, and then had some dinner with the rodeo team and the volleyball team, and then we hopped into a board meeting.
There you go, an administration of oath and office and election of officers kind of kicked things off.
We did. So, yeah, two new board members, so Molly Jeffries and Megan McGowan. Molly's from Ogallala, Megan's from Brady. They were sworn into office along with the re-elected board members, Matt Brose, Kirk Crowley, Kent Miller, and Ted Klug. So I got them, got their oath of office done, and then elected officers. And so the board did approve the same slate of officers as they had for the 24 year. So Cindy Duncan from Broken Bow will remain the board chair. Kim Corgan and McCook is the vice chair. Kirk Crawley is Secretary Treasurer from Broken Bow, and then Matt Brose McCook will also be Assistant Secretary Treasurer. And then we also have our two NCCA representatives on the board, and so Kent Miller will continue in that capacity. And then with Ernie Mell's retirement from the board, Tyler Pribino will step in and serve as the second member of that board.
Then you had some things in the open forum to get things started, too.
Yep. So, you know, obviously, I'd like to hear from students and faculty and staff, and so we did. Kendry Kern and Emily Walnoffer was the two student reps. Emily's taking over from Jalen Dickey from North Platte. Jalen graduated midterm, and so Emily stepped in to take the second semester for her. But really, just getting the board up to speed is, hey, you know, yesterday was day three. Students moved back in over the last weekend, and so really just kind of getting back in a flow. And athletics, specifically basketball, their seasons have resumed. And talking to John Olson down there, you know, baseball, softball practices are going to start up here soon, too. So off and running for spring semester.
And then some recognitions. You kind of talked about MCC Volleyball, MPCC Rodeo, and also basketball coach Dylan Hargrove and his wife.
Yeah, so Dylan, got a chance to meet Dylan. Well, I've met Dylan from way back when, but nice to meet Brooke. His wife was into the sport as well. Again, we usually meet April, July, and October in McCook, and so we're unable to meet with Dylan back in October, but we got him there for this meeting, and so good to have Dylan. For those that don't know, Dylan, obviously his team last year at in Arkansas were Division III, JUCO Division III national champions, and so we were excited to get him to come to Mid Plains, and McCook is a Division I school within the JUCO ranks. Three of his players from last year's team are now playing at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. We had a couple, I think, that came with him as well to McCook, and so he's kind of generating a pipeline between McCook and UNK, which is a great thing to do too, because we kind of be that feeder school. It helps us recruit talent as well. So, but Dylan kind of hit the ground running. The team had some injuries early. They're kind of coming out of that, and so the team is picking things up, and we're excited for the future with having Dylan and Brooke in town. And then obviously the volleyball team, Haley, you know, does a phenomenal job. I think she said 7 to 9 years she's been here, they've won the conference. And so, but they're high academic achievers. They're high competitive on the floor, you know, always in the top portion of the region. And so I just wanted to congratulate them on a great season and continued academic and athletic successes. And then rodeo team, you know, don't always get a chance because of when their CNFR is and how their schedules align, but it was great to get the rodeo team in front of the board. So we had about half of them there, but you know, they're number one in the country. All divisions is one division in rodeo. There's not a NCAA, not a JUCO, not an NAI. It is one NIRA rodeo association, and Mid Plains Community College is number one in the country. So we're excited about that.
Consent items followed by some action items as well.
Yep, so just the general consent items, obviously the minutes of the financial report for December. Annually, again, the annual affirmation of policies, that's both on an election and a non-election year, just to say that we are going to affirm the policies and follow them. And then action required by law, the bills, obviously the tuition and scholarship, 5210 board policy, that's what we've worked on for a couple months. That's primarily due to Central moving to Region 13 in Iowa. And then Southeast saying we're going Division I, which only left North Platte Women's Athletics at Division I. You can't have a region in your own division. So we had to slide up to Division I there. So it caused us to rethink how we're awarding room and board scholarships to all the athletic teams. So the board did approve that policy tweak. And then, again, furniture updates for a couple classrooms in North Platte. And then to ratify the board schedule for 2025. And that was really about it.
That was pretty much it. Action items.
Yep.
That was the action items. And then it goes to reports as well.
Yep, we did. So, again, looking to took into Lincoln right now. We're back in session. So there's a half a dozen bills out of the first 250 that I kind of taken note on. And so some of them are funding for us. Some of us dual credit funding. There's a couple on property tax restrictions and knowing that we've been moved off the property tax rules. We still have that safety net. So it all depends on what the state does on the funding us of our state programs on whether or not we would have to go back to the tax rolls. So just monitoring a lot of that. Obviously, 17 new senators, they'll have different priorities, so we're having to kind of wade through that as well to find out where they're at and how we can educate them on what we're doing. So there's a little more attention to Lincoln in this session, kind of the long session, just because, again, you're going through changes in the body as well.
And then a closed session and then adjourned for the first meeting for January 2025.
We did. So, yep. So next meeting will be February the 19th in North Platte and kind of go back to our regular schedule for the rest of the year. And in May, that's one we did approve. So our May meeting, as we move around the campuses, will be in Broken Bow.
Daniel Stemmen, the Director of Marketing and Public Relations, I do believe is there as well.
Yes. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, we're only 4 days into the spring semester, but we're already thinking about 25, 26. How about that?
Hey, why not? It'll appear sooner than later.
It will. The Mid Plains Community College Scholarship application is now open for the 25, 26 academic year. $1 million worth of funds in academic and program-focused areas is available. For more information, visit our website at mpcc.edu.
And I know classes start this week, guys. I think both campuses, and if folks may be late getting signed up for classes, can you still do so?
You can, but hurry. Yeah, obviously, the longer you wait, the more behind you get. But I believe through the end of next week, you can get in. But again, the sooner the better.
Guys, thanks again for the recap. Nice job on yesterday, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Rich.